On.
Hi, Bob.
Hey there.
We'll get started with Martine.
Hey, Bob. How would you say first day of workouts went? And anybody stand out to you?
You know, it went actually with the spacing and times a little bit different. It felt the same, which is a credit to Ryan Christensen putting together schedules. You know, not a ton of guys stretching at the same time. You know, going through all the protocols that we're semi used to doing, but it's something that you know, kind of stands out in the fact that you make it feel like it's normal, even though it's not. So credit to him. As far as seeing some things out there today, I'd like to, you know, with some of the younger catchers here, you know, Soderstrom being a young guy, McCann being a young guy, you know, kind of keyed on the catchers today. You know, obviously Garcia, we got over in the trade, does a really nice job catching. I was impressed with all the catchers, but I think, you know, it's really going to help guys like Soderstrom and McCann to have Marcus Jensen working with them. And, you know, you come to our big league camp and you're a catcher, especially a young guy, you're going to learn something. And these guys, when they leave camp here, they're going to be that much better for working with a guy like Marcus Jensen, who's as good at catching guys I've ever been around. So mostly just watching the catching today and watching Marcus do work his magic. And like I said, you know, at the end of camp, these guys are going to be a lot better catchers.
And you mentioned Soderstrom. I know every year you guys bring in a couple of, you know, top prospects. What's the importance, the significance of that, just having them be in camp early on with the major league guys and just having them kind of soak up knowledge?
Yeah, I mean, big league camp's a big deal. So I remember when I was a young catcher, I went to big league camp a couple times. I didn't get to play or I didn't get to hit, but I got to catch in the bullpen and just being, you know, I was with the Tigers and just being around guys like Jack Morris and getting to catch those guys in the bullpen and just getting a taste of what being around big leaguers and big league camp is just, it helps you out. It gives you incentive. It makes you inspired to, you know, that's where you want to go. So that's part of the reason that we bring in some of these younger guys.
Matt.
Hey, Bob, did you know much about Garcia before you guys got him in the trade? And when you look at that, sort of those, the backup options there, is there kind of a wide, I mean, is there competition there between him, Allen, and some of the more veteran guys that are going to be?
Yeah, yes, and it's a good thing. You always want some competition, but he, you know, he's the guy that, you know, we traded for a reason. You know, we saw him a couple years ago. I was talking to him earlier. I said, you hit a home run against somebody a couple years ago in spring camp, you know, when you were the Giants against us. I go, who was it? He goes, oh, that was Blake Treinen. I said, well, all right. It's probably the only homer he gave up that year. But, yeah, nice going. So, yeah, he looks to be, you know, all his framing numbers, all his analytic numbers really good, look good behind the plate. You know, a little bit more contact, you know, though I'm sure that'll work on. He's got some power. But, yes, he's definitely in the mix for that.
Shayna?
Just wondering how Puck looked out there and also Jeff Criswell, because I understand that his velocity took a couple ticks up over the offseason.
Yeah, AJ looked great. You know, I think surgery really did a lot for him in that he just looked like he's free and easy. There were times that you'd watch him and if you could tell he was kind of feeling a little something and guarding, you know, a lot of times his shoulder, it looked like to me, but was not the case today at all. He told me that he feels great. He's in great shape. Ball had a lot of life. He looked really good. Criswell, yeah, he's got a good arm. He's second round pick, I believe, for us. So I should have called Jim Harbaugh and asked what his take was on. I believe he's a Michigan guy. But, you know, a lot of times you get a little nervy. You know, your first time on a mound, all the coaches are watching and so forth, and you're at big league camp. But I didn't see a lot of nerves out of him. So, yeah, he's got some life on his ball for sure.
Manolo?
Yes, Bob. Now that, you know, the situation with the catching, you know, because of the Sean recovering, how important is to have guys with experience like Carlos Perez? Last year, remember, you said a lot of nice things about him. The A's got him back. He's also a non-roster invitee. Is he there already? And how good of a chance he has this year of sticking with the team?
You know what? He did a nice job, and everybody raved about him at the alternate site. He's not here yet. I think it's a visa problem at this point. But he's another guy that'll get a hard look. Pena's another veteran guy that does a nice job and had a good showing today as well. So you want to mix some youth with experience, and I think we have a good mix as far as that goes.
And one other thing, this year, well, hopefully you're going to have a normal camp, you know, like the camps that you had before what happened last year. How important is going to be this for their pitchers? Because last year, you know, maybe with a short camp, you had some issues with some pitching like everybody else in the majors.
Yeah, you know, we talked a little bit about that this morning and how we, you know, we're kind of forecasting things. I think that probably comes into play a little bit, maybe a little bit later in camp. The emphasis always is, especially for our big league guys and some of the younger guys too, that you're not going to make the team your first couple of bullpens. There's a progression. And now that it looks to be a normal camp and a normal time period, that's going to be even more important, is to progress and get to games and be healthy. And, you know, as camp goes along, you have a longer time to show the big league staff what you have to offer. So I think it'll be a benefit to all our pitchers that you get a full camp.
Vince?
Bob, does this camp seem any different from the standpoint of, you mentioned like Criswell, even like Grant Holmes, the younger guys that are in camp, plus your younger catchers, knowing that you've got a lot of veterans kind of on paper, at least anyway, for your pitching staff, how much do you want to see of these guys past the bullpen stage? And do you have an opportunity to get an extra look or two because you're trying to be careful with your guys, your regular group, getting ready for ramping back up again for 162?
Yeah, I think we do. I think there is some time early in camp. The only downside to that is that a lot of these games potentially could be 7-inning games early on. So I think we have the option to do that. You get together with the other teams. If that comes into the play, then maybe they get cut short an appearance or two. But that's usually their time to shine early in camp when the starters are going only out there for an inning or two and you need some filling at the back end of the games. But we'll see how it goes as far as the duration of these games.
Will that be a day-to-day determination on length of those games, like literally that morning when you're facing the Dodgers or the Indians or the Brewers, that you collectively get together with the other side and say, this is how many innings we want to use?
I think early on you probably – make some calls and see what you want to do. And then as you go along, you know, some guys, if you're worried about an injury, if somebody you don't want to pitch a particular day because you're trying to be careful with, that may be more last minute call and say, hey, look, this is how many innings we have today. But a little different in the fact that I don't think there's are going to be all 9-inning games and that's something new to spring.
Did you get a look at Danny Jimenez today, and what are your impressions so far, just early on?
Yeah, good arm, really good arm. I was impressed as much with his breaking ball today as I was with his fastball. He's got a really good live arm. He's an upper velocity guy, but he looked like today, at least today, that he had maybe even better command of his breaking ball than he did his fastball today, and that's kind of rare for early in camp, especially for a guy that, you know, is new to a team, is trying to impress, you know, in bullpens. At first look today, I was impressed with his breaking ball, and I was expecting, you know, to be, you know, more impressed with his fastball, but he looked like he had good touch with his breaking ball.
Alex?
Hey, Bob. Depending on how Frankie is feeling and how his symptoms are, is there any like loose plan for him to get some work in remotely while he's like staying at home?
No, not at this point. I don't know that he's going to be too late actually getting here. So he'll be with us. It's just when the trainers are comfortable enough, you know, letting him go out and do baseball activity. So I don't expect any, you know, remote type of stuff with him. And hopefully we see him here in the next couple of days.
Any other questions for Bob? All right, thank you.